Episode 174, Bermuda Trip, Day 6. Morning, Laz. It's time for the next episode. We woke up around 9:30 a.m., put on the movie, and started our day. We were hopeful that it would pick up from the night before, and it did. It definitely gave us a bit more to the story, but overall, we weren't too impressed. I actually gave it a 3 out of 5, and him a 2.5 out of 5, and we agreed that for the great actors that were in it, it should have been much better. Anyway, once we got dressed, we met with Mom and Dad to head to the Crystal Caves. We took pictures, videos, and then after a quick walk arrived. The weather was perfect and we were all in a great mood. We had to wait about an hour and a half for the next tour, but we kept ourselves busy by going to the gift shop and then talking. Before we knew it was time for the tour to begin. We lined up and followed the tour guide in. It was my second time coming here, but this time was the best because I was with my parents and the love of my life. Everything was perfect. We did pictures, videos together, and enjoyed the moment. The cave and the story of it was cool, and for the price, it's a great activity to do. We finished and went back to the room to change up and watch another movie. He chose The Substance. It was supposed to be one of Demi Moore's best, and she really did a great job. It was so trippy, though. It showed how fickle society can be. Demi played an old lady unhappy with getting older and losing her spark with her career, so she decided to take a medication that allowed her to be young. I won't say too much, but the way it was done was trippy and the result extremely crazy. It made you ask, how far would someone go to be younger? Let me tell you, this movie definitely showed the positives and negatives of that, and it was so disturbing, but also good. We had to stop halfway to go get our dinner, but we really didn't want to. Nevertheless, we left with about half an hour to go and head to Swizzle's for our fish and chips. We got there at 6 p.m., but were greeted by a mean Irishman saying that we needed to reservations because it's trivia night and he could only get us in at 8 p.m. We were disappointed and tried to tell him that the waitress on Tuesday told us to come back today. He didn't care and said he had no tables until 8 p.m. Ordinarily, if this was back home, we'd simply go to another restaurant, but we didn't have a choice because the pickings were slim. We head back home to finish the movie. Oh my gosh, it was crazy, extremely entertaining, but also very gory and disturbing. We both agree that the whole movie had a crazy imagination. It was pretty crazy how it all turned out, but the meaning was extremely deep. It was truly the epitome of the grass is not always greener on the other side, because it definitely wasn't. I wasn't sure what rating to give the movie because I was so disturbed, but I ended up giving it a 4.5 out of 5 from the sheer movie context and meaning behind it. He agreed because he said just from the sheer entertainment as well as the meaning. Be happy with what you have and don't allow yourself to succumb to the standards of society because only you know what's right for you. The movie was over and we went to sit on the balcony and talk for a bit before heading back to Mom and Dad to go to the restaurant. I had opened the balcony and realized that in just those few moments, it had turned cold. We all needed our jackets now, and what's worse, they had our table reserved upstairs and outside, which really wasn't the best. I will say that the waiter was good, so that made it better. As we sat, my man and I planned the rest of the night. We figured two more movies in the gym. We were down to try and lengthen our final night in Bermuda because we really didn't want it to end. The fish and chips were amazing and definitely worth the wait. I also shared his mozzarella sticks, and they made them great this time. We talked and ate, and then I asked everyone what their favorite moment from the trip was. Both Mom and Dad said the Crystal Caves today because they were so unique. I said for me it was the run with Dad and the jacuzzi both times and traveling into town and touring the country together. Dad chimed in and said that the run on the beach with me was one of his favorite moments also. Then my man said that his top three were the same as mine. The conversation flowed the entire time, and even though we were cold, we still had a good time. Once done, we head back to the hotel and said bye to Mom and Dad so we could do our own thing. We stopped at the bar and saw our bus driver, had a quick conversation, then got some milk for my tea. I was so ready to have it with my Samoa cookies later. We head up and put on the first movie for the night, The Challengers. It had a slow beginning, but the night was young, so we weren't worried. However, there wasn't really any action in the movie, and it was pretty much Zendaya just getting it on with two best friends. The entire movie was overrated, and we gave it a 2 out of 5. We didn't like it at all, but weren't ready to go to sleep yet, so we went to the gym. I wasn't feeling well again because my indigestion had returned. I tried to push it down and be a trooper, but the machine I worked out on didn't help. He could tell I was out of it and cut his workout short. I felt bad because I didn't want him to do that, but I appreciated him caring for me and noticing. We We went back to the room to shower and then watched the final movie of the week, G20. It was a new movie that just came out on Prime, and we were both praying that it would be good action and a good one to end off. Let me say, that movie did not disappoint. Viola Davis did an amazing job. Her acting and fighting were next level, and the action didn't dip in the movie. Both my man and I loved it, and it kept us up and locked in. We went right to sleep after that, but truly loved it. I definitely recommend it for everyone to see. Okay, loves, unfortunately, the bubble is burst tomorrow, and we head back to the States. I'll be sure to keep you posted about it all, and until then, XOXO, Bombshell out.